recommendation hasn't been signed off yet. The problem we have in Anishinaabe is our roads engineers will be budgeting without the area that they are losing. So the Manorbeg, Manor Cunningham will probably not be going into our three-year programme. But because it hasn't been actually signed off on, Letterkenny will not be putting it into their three-year programme either. So all of a sudden, where I live, the Manorbeg area and the Manor Cunningham area could be left without for a period of time until we catch up.
If I read you right, Paul Canning, what you're effectively saying is that the roads budgets have to be done before the end of the year, but the actual signing off on the new boundaries won't happen until after the year, and as a result of that time gap, Manorbeg, Manor Cunningham are effectively going to fall between two stools.
That is my thought. Because it is not signed off on, it's not in Letterkenny's remit, and legally probably not allowed yet, so Letterkenny can't. Now, to be fair to Anishinaabe, they would be supposed to be carrying it on, but as you know, budgets and roads engineers, they're tight everywhere, so they are not going to be putting in an area that they could lose in a year's time. They will lose in a year's time.
In the reply you've received from council officials, they haven't really addressed the issue of engineering budgets. They have confirmed that a ministerial order is expected shortly and the new boundaries will be in place before the elections in May of next year. But they haven't really addressed the substantive question. Is that because at this point in time, realistically, they can't?
They can't. You know, it's a hypothetical situation, because the agreement between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael could fall in the morning, so all of a sudden then everything's back to the drawing board, so the boundary changes mightn't even happen. So that's how problematic it is. So I'm nervous for the whole Manor Cunningham and Manorbeg area, where we're at, where we're going.